The Charlotte Symphony enters a new era tonight. Kwame Ryan takes the conductor's baton as the orchestra's first Black conductor. He succeeds Christopher Warren Green, who held the post for 12 years. And at a rehearsal on Wednesday, Kwame Ryan was welcomed to the podium by orchestra CEO David Fisk.
This is not something that happens very often. So it is therefore my enormous pleasure to present to you the new music director of the Charlotte Symphony, Maestro Kwame Ryan.
And he joins us now to talk about some of the music he will be conducting tonight. Kwame Ryan, great pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
So you were born in Toronto to parents from Trinidad and Tobago. And I read that it was because of this music we're going to hear that you chose at a tender young age to go into music. Of course, the John Williams score for Star Wars. Tell us more. What did that do for you?
Yeah, my parents took my sister and me to see the original Star Wars movie at a drive-in cinema back then, where the sound wasn't very good, but it was good enough sitting in the car that it just transported me. I was actually quite discombobulated for a couple of days after that screening. I just did not really understand what had happened to me, what I'd heard, and when I understood what an orchestra was and that, you know, I might actually be able to have the opportunity to interact with one, I became pretty obsessed with the idea at a very young age.
Wow. And so that young ambition took you to school and university in England and a career all over the world, stops at the Freiburg Opera and Philharmonic in Germany, the Academy for the Performing Arts in Trinidad, and now the Charlotte Symphony in your first program tonight. We're going to get to the Brahms and the Tchaikovsky in a moment. But first, we're going to hear a little bit of the symphonic overture, America the Beautiful. It begins the program. This was composed back in 2016 by the Chinese-American composer Wang Jie, inspired in part by Pikes Peak in Colorado. Let's listen. That, oh my goodness, that is how it starts, Kwame. Walk us through what you hear in this beginning.
Well, America the Beautiful is, of course, a classic patriotic song which stirs people's emotion. That's what it's designed to do. And Wang Jie, being, American, took inspiration from that, but also took a step back and was able to see, the America of today, which is polarized and, you know, politically quite fractured. And then over all of this fragmentation and individual spotlighting, she takes the opportunity to bring the main melody back in a sort of brass chorus, reharmonized, but still very noble and shining, which is this ideal of the idea of America that she holds up at the end.
I don't know, regal is the word that comes to my mind. What do you like about this part?
Yeah, it's majestic, but it's also very rich. She's taken the opportunity to add harmonies that are dissonant, but somehow satisfying because of the way that it concludes with the big fanfare. I like the broken completeness of it, if you will.
Mm. And also, on your debut program this weekend, two of the classics, Tchaikovsky's Variations on a Rococo Theme and Brahms' First Symphony. The beginning is so familiar to so many of us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can I ask you, what is it like to conduct that as we listen to it?
Oh, it's a buzz. It's incredible. It feels like you can almost feel Brahms doing the heavy lifting of, you know, sort of escaping the gravity of the symphonic oeuvre of Beethoven that came before him. It took him, you know, almost 14 years to write this symphony. And I almost feel like you can hear the effort that that required and the courage that that required in this dark, sort of struggling opening.
Yeah, and in the selection, there's tension, there is drama that continues for another 40 minutes or so, and then this special musical moment. What is that moment like, Kwame, for the musicians to experience, for you as the conductor to experience, for the audience to experience?
Well, I mean, after all the struggle that the symphony goes through, this shift to C major, which is one of the sort of brightest keys that we have, has a sort of cleansing effect to it. And when I think of that cleansing, it reminds me of, you know, how this this horn call came to Brahms and came to the world. He was apparently walking in the Alps, and he was thinking about Clara Schumann, who was, of course, one of the loves of his life, not the great love of his life. And he took the opportunity to write this melody, which came to him in that situation, on a card, and he wrote to her, "From high up on the mountaintop to deep in the valley, I send you 1,000 greetings." And that's the message that is behind this music.
And so this essential, important moment in the piece, do you think about it this way? How do you transmit the meaning to the audience? I don't know whether it's from your body language. Do you think about it that way?
Not really. I mean, obviously, you spend a lot of time preparing in your mind how the timing of the entire development of the work is going to unfold from the first bar to this moment. You kind of reverse engineer how you're going to get there and how it's going to land. It all adds up together to feel like the equation solves itself in a fulfilling way at that moment. And it's different every time you do it, which is one of the joys of the work we do.
And so as you prepare for your own debut, is that what gets you excited and thrilled about it? Perhaps something that planted a seed in you so many years ago that you're not just part of this musical experience, but it's different every time?
Well, you know, when you perform works that are historical, you know, that are great works of the orchestral canon, but you also perform, you know, the music of today, this time within the same concert, you understand the responsibility that you carry as an advocate for the composers themselves, but also as a conduit of that artistry and that preservation, but also renewal of the repertoire for today's audiences. And that's just a really moving experience. That's a responsibility I carry with great joy and great pride, and I share that with the orchestra when we're on stage.
So when you step up, you know, at the very beginning of your performance upcoming, what feelings are going to be inside you? Is it this joy? Is there a nervousness? Are you trying to transmit an excitement? How are you going to feel that you're going to share with the members of the orchestra as they begin?
Well, I think it's a really special moment for us to begin a new musical adventure together. And then, you know, the missing element in that equation is the audience, and you know, to go out there and stand, as it were, as an intermediary between the orchestra and the audience that will accompany us on this journey is super meaningful to me. And it will carry all the excitement that you have when you, you know, begin any new life journey, I think.
Kwame Ryan is the new music director of the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra. And Kwame, we wish you the best tonight and going forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.